Hello.
Hello. Yeah, what happened, sir? Why did you hang up the call?
I couldn't be bothered doing all this.
Our engineers are working and they are waiting for the report, sir. Let me make a report, then after you, I will try my level best so that I can make it as soon as possible. I know you're very busy, but I'm also working, sir.
What do I have to do? Type in. You want me to type in now?
You need to check the speed, sir. What are the speed you are getting? You need to type Telstra speed test. What are the speed you are getting? Let me check.
In the search?
Yes, yes. In the search, you can type Telstra speed test. And once you search for it, let me know what come up. What come up on your screen, sir?
Telstra speed test. They're all over the place. 100 of them.
Yeah, you need to search for Telstra speed test, and once you search for it, what are the first option have you got?
Speed test Telstra.
Click on speed test Telstra. When you click on it, you will go to our official speed test Telstra page, from where you can measure the speed of your home broadband.
Go.
In that page, you will get an option over there, Go. You can click on Go. When you click on Go, you will get three options on it: ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download and upload speed you are getting.
Download speed is
18.5 Mbps.
Yeah.
It is running in Mbps.
Mbps. Yeah. Upload speed. High speed helps sync like video calling, sharing like files and online gaming. Mbps download speed. Yeah, 54.1 is download speed, and 18.6 Mbps or whatever upload speed.
Okay, all right. Well, according to my reports, I can see in my system, sir, that the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 80 Mbps. 80 megabyte per second. But right now the download is fair enough, you are getting 54 Mbps, but the upload is very poor. You are supposed to get 80 Mbps, but right now you are getting 18, like less than 20. I think, sir, some of the major services of your router are not working. I need to check those services as well. You can do one thing, you can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it. And after that, you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner. What do you see?
Left-hand bottom corner, nothing.
Extremely left-hand
side. Cloudy. That's what I got in there.
And beside that, sir, at the very bottom center, can you see there is a start option? Start.
No.
Where you can see there is a weather, cloudy, where, just beside that, sir, where you have type start, where you have turn on or turn off your computer.
Yeah, that's the start box. Yeah, what about that?
And just right next to start?
Yeah.
Right next to start, can you see there is a magnifying glass, search?
Yeah.
Click on search.
Yeah, okay.
And when you click on search, you will get a option over there, type here to search. You can type in there system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, system. And when you have type system, what are the options come up on your screen?
Settings system,
Yeah, when you have type system, what do the options come up on your screen, sir?
Edit the system environment variabilities and create a restore point and system.
At the very top, can you see there is an option over there, system configuration?
System information. Is it an app?
No, you will get an option over there, system configuration.
No.
You can do one thing where you have type system. After system, you can leave a space. After system, then you can leave a space and type configuration. C-O-N-F-I.
No, I can't do this. Forget it. That's so useless.
I know.
Sorry. Let's go on. I can't work computers very often. That's it.
I know, sir. You are not a technical person. That is the reason you don't have any idea about this. I know, sir. That is the reason we are working.
I was school when I was 15. I've got three trades. I'm a boilermaker welder. I'm a fully qualified flammable liquids driver, and I'm a chef.
Oh, okay.
And I don't do
but you don't. You, but you yeah. don't. Oh, okay. All right. No problem, sir. But right now we are working. Let me complete my work. You can do one thing. What do you see on your screen right now?
Nothing at all.
Okay. You can do one thing.
It's gone back to the home page. Let it go.
Home screen. Okay, no problem. Now you can do one thing where you have seen start option. Beside this start, you will see there is a magnifying glass, right?
Yeah.
You can click on the magnifying glass and type over there run. R-U-N. Run.
But why am I doing this? How do I know that you're from Telstra?
You can see in front of you, sir. You can see in front of you what we are doing here. And you can type, click on the search and type run. And after typing run, what come up on your screen, sir? Click on search, then type run, and after
Well, I've already done the run, but I can't get it to go. It's doing nothing. See web results. Yeah, right out, run. Songs, lyrics, listen.
After typing run, then you can press enter and let me know what come up. Press enter.
Yeah, I already did.
Now what are the options come up on your screen?
Run played online at Coolamug. Just run three flash version, Tower of Destiny, penalty kick on.
Not this one. You can do one thing, close this page, close it.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, sir, can I ask you basically what do you do over the internet, sir?
Everything I feel like doing.
Like you do emails over the internet?
No. Very rare.
Very. You only received email, you don't send email, you mean?
I don't send them, I just receive.
And apart from that, sir, like do you do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
No.
So, for what purpose do you use the internet, sir?
For my own business.
Okay, do you watch online videos or you play any online games?
Yeah.
Okay.
No online games.
Only videos. Okay, you can do one thing. Have a look on your... Sorry?
Do photos and a photographer.
Okay. You can do one thing, sir. Have a look on your keyboard, okay? On your keyboard, at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, can you see there is a key called CTRL, control?
Yeah.
And just right next to control key, which key do you have?
I'm not going to find the bloody thing. It's got enter down the bottom on the right, and the left hand is control, and then next to it is shift is above it, and there's another one, PH, I think it says.
And just write, that is called FN, not PH. FN. FN stands for function. Function. And just right next to FN, you will see there is a four flag Windows logo key, right? That is a Microsoft. You need to press that Windows key and along with letter R, R for Roger. Windows key and letter R together and let me know what come up. Windows and R, okay?
Type the name of the program, folder, documents, or internet resources, and Windows will open it for you.
Correct, sir. In that box, can you see there is a white little open panel where you can type and open something?
Yeah.
You can type in there, M for mother.
M, right?
Then S for sugar.
Yeah.
P for Charlie.
Yep.
O for Oscar.
Yep.
N for November.
Yep.
F for Freddy.
Yep.
Then I for Internet.
Yep.
And G for golf.
Yep.
It should be like MS config. MS config stands for Microsoft System Configuration. By the help of this, you are going to check your system security of working or not. After that, sir, click on OK and let me know what come up. Click on OK.
Just a small box. Normal startup dialogue.
Yes. You will get our system. You will get our system configuration page. In that page, at the very top, you will get some tabs like general, boot, services, startup.
Yeah, they're all there.
You can click on services, sir. Click on services.
Services is done. Yep.
And when you click on when you click on services, you will get some columns like service where you can see all of your service name. Manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation, and status.
Yes.
You need to tell me the status only. All the services are working or some of them are getting stopped?
There's a million of here.
So which, all of them are working?
Router service stopped. Application layer gateway service stopped. Next one's running, trend. Micro solutions, activity date service running, stop is application identity, app readiness is stopped, the next two are running, then it's next three are running, then stopped for cellular time, ActiveX,
installer,
stopped.
Okay, let me tell you. Let me tell you, sir, these are the major services of your internet router which are not working. These are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, sir, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
Yeah.
IP address means internet protocol. Like in our country, every person has a driver's license for the identification. So same in internet, sir, like every internet user has their own internet IP address. So somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router. And whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll down the page, sir, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, 200. More than 200, sir. And as per my report, sir, I can see in my system almost 62% of your router major services are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do is, sir, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker so that in future you are not going to face this kind of problems anymore. Okay?
How long is it going to take?
I will try to make it as soon as possible. It depends to your internet how much speed you are getting. You can do one thing, you can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Yeah, I've got a guy late.
Yeah, I will try to make it as soon as possible. Once again, sir, you can do one thing. Press the Windows key and along with letter R as you did before, Windows and R.
No, I can't do this, mate. You got to go. See ya.
Sorry?